Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcissi's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Pandora Problem: Facing Narcissism in Leaders and Ourselves by E. James Wilder is a psychology and spirituality book that examines narcissism as a relational, leadership, and communal problem, rather than only as an individual diagnosis. Known for work that connects clinical psychology, theology, brain science, and relational leadership formation, frames narcissism as a problem many people fear to confront because it often appears in powerful or socially protected settings. The book is especially concerned with leaders, counselors, ministry communities, and ordinary readers who encounter narcissistic patterns in others or recognize them in themselves. Its purpose is not simply to describe toxic behavior, but to propose a different response, healing and maturity through identity groups that help people resist fear, practice love, and remain grounded in shared relational identity. The book stands within Christian psychological writing, but its central concern is practical: how communities can face narcissism without denial, isolation, or despair. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, narcissism is treated as a leadership and community problem, not only a private disorder. A distinctive feature of the Pandora problem is its refusal to treat narcissism only as an internal condition located inside one isolated person. Wilder is interested in how narcissistic patterns affect families, churches, organizations, and leadership structures. This matters because narcissistic behavior often becomes more damaging when it is reinforced by admiration, fear, hierarchy, or group dependence. A leader with narcissistic traits may not merely have personal immaturity. That leader may shape the emotional atmosphere of an entire community by rewarding loyalty, punishing dissent, or making others responsible for maintaining the leader's image. Wilder, therefore, moves the discussion away from narrow labeling and toward relational consequences. The book asks how people become intimidated by predatory or self-protective personalities, and how communities can become organized around avoiding conflict with them. This approach is especially relevant for readers in ministry, counseling, or organizational leadership, where moral language and authority structures can make confrontation difficult. By placing narcissism within group life, Wilder highlights why individual insight alone is often insufficient. The problem is not only what a narcissistic person believes about self, but how others are trained to respond around that person. Secondly, fear and hopelessness are presented as barriers to confronting predatory behavior. The book uses the image of Pandora's box to describe the reluctance many people feel when facing narcissism. In Wilder's framing, the problem is not simply that narcissistic behavior is painful, it is that people often expect exposure to make matters worse. Those who have dealt with manipulative, predatory, or image-driven individuals may feel intimidated before any direct confrontation occurs. They may anticipate retaliation, social confusion, blame shifting, or the collapse of relationships and institutions they care about. This fear can create paralysis, allowing unhealthy patterns to continue unchecked. Wilder's contribution is to treat hopelessness itself as part of the system that protects narcissism. If people believe that narcissists cannot change and that communities cannot survive conflict, they are more likely to manage symptoms quietly rather than address underlying relational disorder. The book does not minimize the difficulty of dealing with narcissistic people, but it challenges the assumption that fear must determine the response. This emphasis gives the work a practical edge. It is concerned with the emotional and communal conditions required before truth-telling, boundaries, and repair become possible. Thirdly, identity groups are proposed as the main alternative to isolated therapeutic intervention. One of the central ideas associated with the Pandora problem is Wilder's emphasis on identity groups, rather than relying primarily on individualized therapy models. He argues for communities that help people remember who they are, how they belong, and how mature love should function under pressure. This does not mean professional therapy has no value. Instead, Wilder appears to question whether private treatment alone can address a disorder that often operates through relationships, status, and group dynamics. An identity group provides a relational setting where members can be known, corrected, supported, and strengthened in ways that a single helper or private insight may not accomplish. The idea is especially important when dealing with narcissism, because narcissistic patterns often distort identity. Victims may begin to organize themselves around appeasing the narcissist, while narcissistic individuals may resist any identity not based on superiority or control. A healthy group can counter those distortions by offering a stable relational mirror. It can also reduce isolation, which is one of the conditions that makes people easier to manipulate. Wilder's model, therefore, places healing within communal formation rather than treating change as a solitary project. Fourthly, learning to love enemies becomes a disciplined response rather than passive tolerance. Wilder's Christian framework is especially visible in the book's focus on learning to love enemies. In this context, love should not be understood as denial, appeasement, or sentimental acceptance of harm. The more serious implication is that narcissism cannot be answered well by hatred, fear, or reactive contempt, because those responses often keep everyone trapped in the same power struggle. To love an enemy, as Wilder presents the idea, requires a formed identity strong enough to resist intimidation without dehumanizing the difficult person. Now, this is why the practice is connected to identity groups. Isolated individuals may confuse love with compliance, but a mature community can help distinguish compassion from enabling. The concept also reframes the possibility of hope for narcissists. If narcissistic people are seen only as threats, communities may become organized around expulsion or avoidance. If they are seen as people who may require difficult truth, boundaries, and relational intervention, the response becomes more morally complex. Wilder's theological orientation, therefore, adds a demanding practical question: how can people protect the vulnerable, resist predatory behavior, and still refuse to define the offender as beyond love? Lastly, the book blends clinical psychology, theology, and relational leadership formation. The Pandora problem stands out because Wilder writes from the intersection of clinical psychology, Christian theology, and leadership training. His background in counseling and relational formation informs the way he treats narcissism as a pattern involving identity, attachment, fear, maturity, and community response. The theological dimension is not ornamental. It shapes the book's assumptions about personhood, love, enemies, and the possibility of transformation. At the same time, the work is not positioned as a conventional diagnostic manual or a purely academic study of narcissistic personality disorder. Readers looking for a clinical taxonomy, treatment protocol, or research review may find its emphasis different from mainstream psychiatric literature. Its value lies more in conceptual reframing and communal application. Wilder is addressing settings where leaders and followers need language for what happens when immaturity, power, and self-protection combine. His broader work in neurotheology and relational leadership also explains the book's focus on groups rather than isolated self-improvement. The resulting approach is hybrid, psychologically informed, explicitly spiritual, and aimed at communities that need practices for maturity, discernment, and resilience. In conclusion, The Pandora Problem is best suited for readers who want a spiritually informed and relationally practical approach to narcissism, especially in leadership environments. Pastors, ministry leaders, counselors, therapists with interest in faith-based models, organizational mentors, and members of communities affected by controlling or image-driven leaders are likely to find it useful. It may also help readers who are less interested in diagnosing others than in understanding why narcissistic dynamics create fear, silence, and confusion within groups. The practical benefit is its emphasis on communal resilience. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of identity formation, shared support, mature love, and the capacity to face difficult people without losing moral clarity. Intellectually, the book stands out because it does not follow the most common pattern in popular narcissism books, which often focus on identifying traits, escaping abuse, or protecting the self through individual boundaries. Those concerns remain important, but Wilder shifts attention toward the community that surrounds both the narcissistic person and those harmed by narcissistic behavior. Its distinctiveness lies in combining Christian enemy love, clinical insight, and the idea of identity groups as a path beyond fear and isolation. Readers should approach it as a theological, psychological framework rather than a comprehensive clinical manual. If you would like to support E. James Wilder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.